Mitzvah Shem, everybody should have what they need, and more. So the Maaseh is like this. This guy in Prague had a dream that under the bridge, there's a big treasure. He had it once, twice, third night. He realized, okay, this is serious. So he went, he traveled to the bridge, and there was a bunch of watchmen there, and he asked them, what are you doing? He came with his flashlight and a shovel, and they said, what are you doing? He said, I had a dream that there's a treasure under here. He said, really? And they make fun of him. They said, we had a dream that in Prague, in so-and-so address, behind the oven, there's a major treasure. We didn't travel to Prague to what's called, and get out of here. So he turned around, went back to his house, took apart the oven, and found brilliantin, as they say in Yiddish. And from there on, he was a Oisher Nifla.
So spent this, so much time with
this is a skula. Skula. He takes the vape, you know. Yeah, beard.
The tilty hat, exactly. His hat on the tilt.
So kids, I want to go to him this time. I have an inner shtickle. Really? Yeah, I have someone.
But the place is packed up 45 minutes before it even starts.
And now no, I have starts. A guy who'll take me in private.
Oh, private then?
Yeah.
Oh, let me know who that guy is. I'd like to go meet the fellow also.
Ask Ozzy Mendick.
Ozzy has a guy?
Yeah.
Ozzy has a hookup to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then this is a ready for us now.
Miles Biederman. I'm taking my ninth grade son. He doesn't know yet, but I'm taking him. Surprising him.
You're taking him to
Okay. Yeah. I think it'll be good for him. He needs to think, yeah, he'll get brachas, whatever. I think he'll really appreciate it. You know, okay. Bonum, so. Okay. So
How long are you gonna be nice to
home? I was gonna leave Wednesday. I just told Gumman it's like a shud. You spend so much money. Yeah. Like it's not cheap to go anymore. It's not like $400 a ticket, you know. So
mine was, but yeah.
No, my tickets are $1,500 tickets.
They had the sale in November.
No, so I got $1,500 tickets. Lamaisa, I'm supposed to leave Wednesday and get there Thursday morning. I have a chasen on Thursday night. I told him I want to leave Tuesday and get there Wednesday morning. We just have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. I'm leaving Sunday night. I'll be back Monday morning.
Wow, that's less than a week.
Yeah, but it's good. It's enough. It's enough. My son will have a pack.
You want to be a
tzak? Of course. I'm going to eat by him on Shabbos. I'll eat by Mishal. Yeah. Sudas, different world. You have to go, you have to eat by him, you have to see the. It's listen, it's eating by Galada. February 12th is Thursday, Wednesday is 11th, 10th. February 10th.
We're coming home the 12th, so we're
going to. Oh, you're coming home the 12th. You're coming home on Thursday.
Coming home Wednesday.
Wednesday's 11th. Whatever, you're leaving Wednesday, coming home Thursday morning. You're landing Thursday morning. Okay, so whatever, we'll overlap.
So you do one day the share over there?
Yeah. No, I'm going to do the share. I'm going to do the night share. I'm going to do the night share, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh.
In the office.
Yeah, I didn't do it last time. I'm not going to do it this time. Okay. I still have to finish up. My Prague is when I go there, it's going to finish up as well.
I will tell you Monday morning, my office does the Zell. I don't... The Zell, I don't do it. She'll Zell you Monday morning. Zell you Monday morning.
So the whole world on the latest talk everybody's busy with.
What?
But the vendor's not paying the people all these business.
This is a thing he just sent me from Dovi Khan, Priorities of Tzedakah. The whole thing. He gave this whole thing, but he really went public. One of the things that he said is that a guy who's divorced has a chiyuv to support his kids before he gives money to anybody else. That's the first chiyuv a guy has.
But tuition before you go ahead and give money.
I understand, but now go tell a guy who's divorced, who's fighting with his, you know, who bezin told him to give $3 a month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his job is to pay the tuition.
He's saying it doesn't matter what you made up. You have a chiv to support your kids. Rabbi Khan. Dovi Khan. One of the rabbis, the Rav on Wing Street.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No.
I think it's Dovi.
Dovi Khan is not the one on Wing Street.
So then it's a different one.
No, he's the one.
Dov Khan.
That's Moshe Chaim Khan.
Then it's Dali. No?
I don't know.
Meshachem is the one.
So then it's the other one.
Are they brothers?
Yeah.
What is the Vandal Moro Cheshmishpat Stav?
Stavika.
That's Stavika.
They're both.
Okay. One of them essentially replaced Kissinger.
No. Yeah, he took over temporarily, but yeah. Mishas Maisa, yeah, that was Moshe Chaim Kahn.
The one who's back.
Yeah. But he didn't even last too long. He's not Rav Kissinger style.
They have a rub there, though. They really never replaced.
Yeah, but they need someone they needed someone to take over Rav Kissinger as Rav Kissinger.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not Rav Kissinger.
And nobody they couldn't. You know who got a lot of people from Rav Kissinger?
Who?
Rabbi Danzig got a lot of people from Rav Kissinger.
Yeah, what do you mean? Shilas, you mean once.
Style. He was an all-nighter.
Yeah.
A lot of those people needed people. Who are they going through? Moshe Chaim Kahn has hours on his phone. Those people not Negeya. They used to call him because Joel, where are you? I'll be down in your house in 5 minutes.
No,
you know?
This is people for social work. People to come schmooze with you to talk to you. It's a social work.
It's not Moshe Chaim Kahn style.
But it's not halacha shas.
No.
It's social.
Yeah,
work.
A lot of them is help.
Go to Moshe Rappert.
They need a raw. Yeah,
but
he
did.
Yeah, he did.
As a social work kind of thing. Yeah,
he's very good.
Okay, Morty Berger came.
Huh?
Morty Berger.
Yeah.
Okay. Came because Morty Berger. He was Kissinger. No, it's fine. He was big Rabbi Kissinger fan.
He's an old Lakewood people. That's right.
Right. He was big Rabbi Kissinger. Okay. When he was Nifter, he didn't know what to do. He said, "Libby, I'm so lost." He called me up one day. He's like, "Libby, I don't have a rub. I don't even know who to turn. I don't even know. I just know Rabbi Kissinger." Yeah. I said, "Want to call Rabbi Danzig?" He's like, "Yeah, just call him." I gave Rabbi Danzig. No, he never dominated here.
He dominated by Joe and by Rabbi Woody.
Never dominated here.
He has a question for Joe.
Till a week after Rabbi Kissinger was Nifter, a month after Rabbi Kissinger, he never stepped foot on the show.
That's when he started.
I told him, listen, call the rabbi, and I gave the rabbi a heads up. I said, he's a very emotional guy. He's probably start, you know, nice. Nothing. He went to the rabbi. He told me the rabbi was amazing. He called me. He's like, "Thank you. Best thing you ever did for me." And whatever. He loves the rabbi. So he came. Also, he knows his people. He knows what to do. I was in Rabbi Kissinger's in his room when this happened. I was right by him. It was like 11, 12 o'clock. I don't know. I was newly married. I used to use him. He gets a phone call. Yeah, hello. Hello. Picks up the phone. You ever say hi, pick up the phone? Hello? His house ring. What's going on? How you doing? David. I think his name is David. I think the guy on the other line. He used to pick it up, hear who it is, and then he put it on speaker.
Oh, really? It depends who it is, yeah.
If it was, once the name was done, he didn't care. All kinds of interesting shiloh. See, you could hear the world over there. Kids, this guy had some kind of shiloh. I wasn't paying attention. His mother is his wife. He's also his wife. His mother is also. I have no. I lost track of the whole convoluted, a young couple Shiloh. So Rabbi Kissinger says, "Yeah, it's better to stay away for tonight." So the guy says, "Rabbi, you know me. I'm going to ask you for better. Yes or no? This is a yes or no question." Well, you know. I would venture to say that it's probably better to stay away. If the guy says, "That's not, Rabbi, you're not understanding me. You know me. It's a yes or no question." The guy wouldn't let him up. He did four or five times like this. So he says, "Give me 1 minute." Puts it on hold. And like pulls out a Bach. Looking. Gets on the phone. He says, I think it's better to stay away." So the guy says, "Rabbi, this is what you came back with after 3 minutes? Keep me on hold? I thought you'd come back with a yes. What's wrong with you?" He tells him. And yeah, David, back forth. So the guy says, "Rabbi, that's a yes or no question. You tell me yes or no? If it's no, it's no. But tell me yes or no." So the guy says, Rabbi Kissinger says, "I think you should try one more time." The guy says, "Okay." The guy was getting like red edgy. He says, "I think his wife even came on the phone then, like she said something." So he says, "All right, you're in business. Call me tomorrow." So afterwards, it was like a 7 minute phone call. So he said to me, "You're probably wondering what went on." I said, "No, I don't question the Rav, you know." So he said, I'll tell you. Just the Yisin Nikiyim, he tells me. Basically, this guy to Shiloh, which we're noyig to be Pirish. That's the minig. Yeah. First draw on the left side, top draw. We're noyig to be Pirish. But Lamaisa, I see this guy, it's not a deraisa, it's a minig. I tried getting him, you saw how many times I tried. Lamaisa, I see if he's at the point where he's not going to listen to me. So the last thing I needed is him to hang up the phone and not listen to me. And not call me back when he has deraisa. That is real bad. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to give him a heter, which I really don't want, but aim Brera over here. That's how he is. That's the platesus. That's the platesus.
He knows his clientele who he's talking to.
The platesus. You don't kind of have platesus you have to have.
One time I went in for a quick shower. It was at night. And not that late at night. I came to this room. It was me and like another couple was there before me. But like a couple.
You can hear Carlos Ubrakam there. I've heard Carlos Ubrakam there.
No. But it wasn't before the Carlos Ubrakam. He went out. He's the first guy before me left. Before I left. And he looked at them, he looked at me, and then he turned to the couple and said, is your thing going to be 5 minutes? I said, I think so. He turned to them, do you mind if he goes first? Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, like, that did not look like a 5 minute shower.
Yeah, people there all night.
So who took over the shul from him?
The shul became this rabbi from Montreal, moved here, retired here, he's the Rav.
They got a Rav,
yeah, very good, they're very happy, but who took him over?
No, you can't take him over. It's not possible.
They tried getting someone. I don't know. Newmark. Anybody took over Rabbi Gissinger?
Yeah, sure.
No, not the rabbi. Who took over him? Who took over his medical? Nobody, right?
It died. Even Freundlich, he doesn't have the personality.
No. Nobody took him over. He tried. Before he was Nifter, he tried putting people in place. They couldn't be like him. They couldn't. But he didn't put anybody in place. Yeah, nobody's in place officially. I thought his son would take over the
Did he?
Yeah. I thought he would take over the fertility. No, I thought
so
he would do it.
So two things that were missing was like unknown. So to find the world, to have his shoulders in Mida, those types of shilas, that are one of the labels. It's not one of the
No, but the fertility.
The fertility. To match the shiloh to the shiloh in different ways. You need a certain halacha is one thing. Everybody has a book on the shelf. The halacha is very easy to do. The problem is to match the shiloh to the shiloh. That it needs a certain personality. That just true, because right. People don't know the book doesn't mean anything. True.
The 24-hour Rabbi Gissinger is not around.
No, that wasn't the most tremendous pickus. His pickus was.
The first thing I'm hearing, that's what it is.
His pickus wasn't fertility. He chashted fertility like no other doctor. Meaning, he would have conversations with doctors, and doctors would like, where would you get your degree?
Robert Feinstein was that kind of way also.
Yeah, he was.
Robert Feinstein had knowledge in...
So I'm telling you, so those people are not in the
mail. Nobody took him over, right?
No. When someone came to Robert Gissinger...
Oh, Robert Gorsman took over?
He was at the forefront of every single emerging therapy.
Who does Ben Adam go to now?
I thought his son Benny. I thought his son Benny would take him over because he didn't know a lot. He did work under him a lot.
He worked together. He
has 10 file cabinets. Yeah.
And all
the files, all the people. There's files. I got it. This is years long of people. Unbelievable. By Rabbi Trinks Levaya. Rabbi Gissinger just spoke. He was already sick, and he said, I thought that me and you would greet Mashiach. He said, and I guess I'm going to have to do it myself. So he said.
Nobody knew how sick he was then.
Yeah, I know.
He was the world's biggest kept secret.
Skarabah's Shita is that if you have a kid who's born with a deformity or something, you give the kid away.
Right.
So you don't stress the family. They had a kid. Skarabah's son. Had one of his kids, a third or fourth kid, was born. A doctor said he'll never walk, he'll never this, he'll never that. So they gave the kid away. Anyway, so this kid was given to
the Sgvai Rebbe, he was close to Sgvai Rebbe because Sgvai Rebbe was a medical guy, and Rav Gishner was also. So Sgvai Rebbe called him and said, I have a kid, I want to give it to a good family, you won't take it in. He said, yeah, we'll take it in, no problem. So he took the kid in. Mrs. Gissinger worked with the kid from day one, and the kid, no problem, walking, talking, regular kid. At 3 years old, she gave him back to the family as a regular kid. Regular kid, I know what you're talking about. Kid walked, she would tell the kid, like she had a whole system worked out for him, that he wanted something, he had to walk. Whatever, she broke it out of him, she beat it out of him. I don't know how exactly, but she got the kid to walk, talk, regular kid. So Sgvai Rebbe had tremendous akaras toif to him.
So
Sgvai Rebbe was like on his, you know, whatever you need. So he called him, he said, he made him a shever brachas. No, he made him a shever brachas in Sgvai. In Sgvai, it was a big thing. The whole Sgvai was like, this guy is not even, who is this guy? Who is this? You know, I mean, he made him a shever brachas, the whole Sgvai showed up, you know? Big thing.
Sgvai is very communal, very communal.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours, we just put together a big wedding. A lot of people came. It was they pulled in my daughter's, my wife was on, like.
It was in a hall. It was in a hall. It was a regular hall, regular wedding.
Yeah.
I forgot where it was. I remember my sister was there. It was a big thing. Yeah. Interesting, Yid. Excuse you, gonna lie to me.
I think it was in the Berkeley and Asbury Park because he used to do the Pesach program.
Oh, could be. It's very sad because his house is empty. Very sad. His house was the busiest house in the world. His wife, nothing going on.
Yeah,
but the house is dead. It's very, very sad.
But for his wife, everybody's coming and going, everything else.
You know what his house looked like? Always. There's never.
The joke
in my house was that Rabbi Gissinger took his phone by B'dikas Chametz to clean the phone. He couldn't disconnect it because the phone wouldn't stop ringing. So that was like the joke. Rabbi Gissinger cannot clean his phone for B'dikas Chametz. In those days, you had to clean a phone. Today, go tell your kids to clean a phone. You know what I mean? I'm not cleaning the phone, but buy a new phone.
So when I got married, there was someone in his basement. I still remember
the shul.
Yeah. It was before he built the big shul.
He really had an addition in the back of his house for the shul.
Yeah. It was great.
The shul was just relatively new.
Yeah. I was going to my shul all the time. I go over to his house constantly.
What a yid. Mm. That beard.
My wife was one of the first mashpichos for Bodek. Bodek truck would pull in front of his house.
Okay, let's go.
He would come out with pieces and of lettuce. I guess he showed all the girls in the neighborhood how to check. He had a light box. And my wife said he rolled up his sleeves. He was in short sleeves, but the girls.
He always wore short sleeves. He always wore short sleeves.
Rolled with the girls.
Never wore long sleeves.
My wife said, "I guess is this good?" God.
You know, like I have a friend. He's my age. Okay, this guy got married. I got married 25 years ago. This guy got married like 23 years ago. He's a little younger than me. My friend just told me now. He told me that he was married for like 3 years. He had this issue, that, a bunch of issues. He went here, bit. Finally, and he used to use Rabbi Gissinger. I don't know if I told him or somebody else. Why don't you just call Rabbi Gissinger? Like he'll help you out. And he says, "Where do you live?" Came down to his house. Sat with him and his wife for 3 hours.
Here we go.
This is not a guy he doesn't really know. It's not a guy diving in a shul, you know.
He was always
and just came down, sat by his table for 3 hours. If you need any help, you know my number. Like that. Just like that. Phone call.
So who's Bonnet able to do? Who does
I don't
that
know happen? What they do. They have a Bonnet, you know. Anyway. I heard the name Ash. Anyway, okay, let's go. So we're Helen Bays. The Gemara has a pasuk. It says min abakar, which is tell you that treifa cannot go on the mizbeach. Okay. So,
you need glasses?
Huh? I have lenses.
Min abakar.
My lenses are one of them is for distance, one of them is for close.
I have the same thing.
You do with your lenses?
My glasses, I like that. My other glasses, my Shabbos glasses are not, and they really hurt mine.
No, you can't switch back and forth right away. It's not so easy.
I can't wait to get my Shabbos glasses off every week. Can't read from it properly.
So why don't you just change the lenses?
I'm not sure which one I should change.
Well, which one is your doctor's for?
I'm not sure.
That's what the doctor's for.
Really what I need is to get progressive lenses.
Which one is better? No, progressive doesn't help you. It's not good.
But and she said, as long as you can hold it off, don't do it.
Yeah.
And Lamai said, my weekly glasses are perfect. My Shabbat glasses, for some reason, I don't know what they did.
How your brain readjusts which eye you use what. Like, I'm looking local here, and I want to see far.
I'm not sure if it's the glass. I'm not sure if it's the whole thing.
But it's nothing to do with the glasses.
You think it's...
If you're round glasses or square glasses, then you have a different lens. Also, it could be different manufacturer.
Could be. I have to go back to them. Anyway, the nose pieces are getting rotten. I have to talk to the guy.
Who do you get? Those are the right notes. So, not, this is my job. I had the same problem with the ERC. I had the same glasses as you. Mermelstein's nose also got gray or green over here from the nose pieces. They didn't, this run, they didn't dip it enough times in the gold. And it rubs out. So it's making a thing. I guarantee you, look at your...
You don't have a pad on top of the gold. It goes the metal.
No, it's direct. Down.
Really?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Comfortable?
No, it's a gold drink. I already promised it. These are my shadow glasses.
Very comfortable. Very comfortable.
I told Yasser, what's going on with this? So he told me, come to the store. I'm giving you 24 karat gold, solid gold nose pads. It'll cost like $100. And he was, I'm going to give it to the guy. A lot of people, every single person called up. I sold this pair of glasses to. Has the same.
So I have to go back. All right. No problem.
Look at it.
So Rav Sheshi Brei Davidi said, so basically Gemara says that the Gemara says, this is today's daf.
Are you kidding me?
Where were you?
He's sitting there yapping, yapping, yapping.
Of course, I'm looking
for you. No, talking about Rabbi Gissinger. It's okay. You're doing to Bert to think about Rabbi Gissinger.
Talking about Rabbi Gissinger.
Because Leiby says at 9:30. When's the daf? When's the daf? Now.
I thought I'll be done 10:30 both. But okay, maybe I will. Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
You have to go to Brooklyn still.
I'm not going.
You're not going.
Okay, let's go.
Put the car in self-drive and let it go.
I came at 9:50. I'm like, okay.
Okay, let's go.
The pizza just came back the other day, 10:05. We did a bench check.
Okay, let's go. So basically, Gemara is saying that we need a pasuk mina bakar to tell you that Trefik Ingalim is back. And the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk for? You have Kavach Haimer. We had the Gemara on Heyon Beis. It starts at Tanur Rabbanon. So the Gemara goes through back and forth, back and forth. And the Gemara does not have a reason why. The Gemara still does not have a reason why we need to have a pasuk. Because the Chor is Kavach Haimer. And the Gemara goes through another few different Kavach Haimers, Malat Tzads, to try to explain this. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshi Brei Davidi Amar Mishum Deikel Meimel Lehed Adina V'Teisa Ma'atzad Mal Malik Shekein Kedushasa Yisrosa Chelev Adam Yechichu Mal Chelev Adam Shekein Boi Mechal Heter, because basically you could put it on the Mizbeach with the carbon Malika Techeach V'Chaz Adin L'Roi Zekor 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 Zekor. And that's why I need a pasuk, because you would think that's Matarez L'Gvoya because it is Ma'atzad. So the Gemara says, Ma'atzad Shoshman, she came at Soys Bakach. He can't, it's not a good Ma'atzad. Elamar Ma'ashim, the Iglam and me, Koro, the Dina Precha, Mehekamaisis lay, Mimbamum. Mal Bamum, she can also buy Makriven Kakraven. So, Mela.
The person is the Bamum or the animal is the Bamum?
No, both. It's Makriven Kakraven means, Sai the Bamum is allowed to do Ravoida, Sai the animal can be brought.
Right. Versus.
As we'll see in a minute, because otherwise you have a pirch on the kavach haimer.
Can't bring a car, can be makriv karbanis,
right?
But you can't use them as a car.
Right. So umut lehegid v'asal gvoya. So the melo, so treifa should also be asal gvoya. So they don't need a pasuk. My yazdon shkein any kosher b'chayra. Ba'amam yichiach. Ma'amam shkein also ma'akirim k'kraven. Yitzav yichiach. V'chaz et nolizav kozav lozav kozav lozav kozav. Tzashot ben. Shemutarim le'adid. Va'asurim l'gvoya. So then you vayt don't need a pasuk. Kol shkev shasur le'adid. Te'asur l'gvoya. So then you don't need a pasuk. Right. So Gemara's a ma'atzav shavshan shkein le'hut u'mechlalon. Tarim ha'trefa shehut u'mechlalon. There is a heter by we'll see in a minute, by Malika, because it makes an animal to a trefa. You break the back, the neck bone. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Rav Lav Ashi, trefa shehut u'mechlalon ma'i. What is it that you're talking about? You know, Malika, the Elis Oif, the Gvaya, Bamum Nami, Baif Yisraeli.
Right.
So for the Gemara, that's what I was asking. Bamum Nami, Baif Yisraeli, because it says Thomas Zachas Behem, but ain't Thomas Zachas Baifus. So that can't be. Ela Malika the Chadzal Oif Le Kahanim. So Gemara's a Kahanim, Shulchan Kavoya Kazachu. That's not. And if you look at Rashi,
once it's mutter, once you have a heter for the mizbeach,
it's a two-fold question. Look at Rashi. If it got a Gavoya, look at Rashi.
It's not a heter achila like you have shechita, but it's a heter once the mizbeach gets.
Shulchan Kavoya Kazachu. V'gabegavoya, ashchem ba'amum, ba'oifas hetem mechlal iser. V'lekem ma'atzad, v'lam likro. It brings back the kasha. It brings you back to beforehand. Because if it's a gavoya, then it comes out that it's a ba'amum. Right. And once you're on the ma'atzad,
then why?
Well, again, why do we need the pasuk to tell you that treifas mutter? So Gemara, this is the final straw that broke the camel's back, the treifas back. So you would think that it's allowed to go on the mizbech. That treifa is not allowed to go on the mizbech. Right. So fight the Gemara. So fine. I understand why you need the pasuk of mina bakar, but that's not what it's learned out from. The treifa malchan afka, mahasman afka, mashki yisrael, mina mutli yisrael. Or another pasuk, mekolash yava tachas hashevet, prat.
The treifa
she ain't averse. That ain't averse doesn't mean it can't walk. It means right. It's not a chayv. Look at Rashi. Rashi brings down a limit over there.
What's
so Gemara say,
what does that mean?
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Prat la treifa she ain't averse, mishum she ain't lachius lechoshiv lo averse. It's not called averse."
How does he know? It's not momay nikar. You can't tell.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just
no. The animals. Did they have 10 animals?
No. There's a miut. Oh, how do you know?
You don't know. You can't tell. Do you know if it has
okay,
a
that's what we're talking about when you can't tell over there.
That's
let's
the whole
see.
Thing. The whole Gemara is saying that you don't even need
to. I understand, tell. But that's not. We're not going down anymore. That was just a kasha to bring. That was just the reason why we need a pasuk. But it doesn't mean that by Meiser, what's it? You know, it's a treifa.
How are you supposed to know?
If you don't know, you don't know. But if you know, it can be counted. If you know, it can be counted. Anyway, that's not.
No, because achas mitchas treifus is behemah shenivu that a broken leg.
Yeah.
That kind of animal.
We're talking about one.
No, but you have an animal that.
No, Rashi's not learning that. Rashi's not learning about walking. But Rashi's not learning.
This is based on pishit mitubetzis.
No, look at Rashi. Meshum de'ein lo chiyus lo chosh lo averus, because it has no chiyus.
Yeah,
it's two pshat and Rashi. Yeah. The Tzionim brings it down, but it's two different things.
Exactly.
But there's Lishon Achrina. There's two different things. One is the simple thing is ain averus can't walk, but it's not even that. You can have a treifa that is averus.
No, so therefore, no. The limud. Once I have a miad of the pasuk for any of this kind of treifa, all treifas therefore are going to be mamayit.
Right, but the treifa that's not a broken leg is not considered ain averus, but it's ain achias. So
because it's mechal all the other treifas. Once I have a treifa, one that I can see that can't go tachas hashavet, therefore all treifas therefore are going to be miad from tachas hashavet.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying
over
that's a shitty.
I think there's two ways to learn this Ein Averus. I think there's two ways to learn the Ein Averus. No, that's the Pashup shot.
This is the Tesis in Chulun.
Anyway, Viter. So Gemara says, what do you all the psukim over here? Tzrichid, im mashki Yisrael, hama min lemute hechid loy hoist lo shas kosher, dumin de orlo, the klai kerem, al hoist lo shas kosher, eim et is kosher, because rachmona kosher, but not kosher yavar, because rachmona kosher, because rachmona kosher yavar, hama min lemute hechid the nitrofol, but so if hechid isho, dumin de maisa, al hechid isho, but so if nitrofol, but in the act shav achaz, ya eim et is kosher, because rachmona rabokor, tzrichid. That's in all three psukkim. Okay, so now, get rid of this page. Now we'll go to the next Mishnah. There's a new Mishnah over here. Echad minchas choyte ve'echad kol menachah shekomt in zor, oinon, tful yoy, mechus ha-begadah, mechus ha-kipurim, shloichas ha-dam raglayim, oril, the bus driver, tome yoyshiv, oim la-gabe kelem, agabe behem, agabe raga, chaveri, apostle. These are all things that are possible. Why we have to say minchas choyte, minchas and kol menachah, why is it not all included? Why is it not kol and kol menachah? We'll see the Gemara. We might as talk about it. Now, kamatz b'smoil, apostle. But meserah me'yachzir, yachzir, put it back. Do it now in the right hand. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara, is he referring to everything? Is he referring to only one thing? Is the Tanakhama arguing? We don't know. We'll talk about it in a minute. Kamatz v'alo b'yodi tzor or gaga. This is basically you do the kmitza, and inside you have something that's not the flour. Who? A rock or some piece of salt. A courage of the Frankensteins. Possible. Menesha Amra. Menesha Amra. Something fell in.
When you
Amru, Akoimitz, Hayeser v'achos are possible. If it's more or less, it's not good. Ve'ezu hayeser, she comes to mevuritz, it's extra. V'chaser, what's chaser?
Mevuritz is something else.
It means it's a little sticking out.
No, it's sticking out between your, right. Your fingers.
Right, or over here, and you didn't clean it. V'chaser, she comes to b'rosh etzbo'i, so you went like this, not like this, so you don't have, even this is very little. How much was in it?
It's ready. It goes between this finger and this
right,
finger.
So how much is it? It's nothing.
It's a little piece of dough that sticks in over here. This amount.
Not dough, it's flour.
Flour and oil mixed together.
Depends which one. But the Michas Chayta had no flour.
You
no
just pick flour.
Michas Chayta had no oil.
I understand the concept that when you pick it up, how does it not like, just leak out? It's like sand.
I had the same question.
No, they don't go like this. No, yeah. They went like this.
You have to do it. You can't do it. You can't do a cup
up. Like this.
No. You can't go like this.
No. You don't pick it like this and pick your head up.
You went like this and you turned your head up and then
went no, you no. Didn't
go up. Sure?
No, 100%. That was we had that in Gemara Tzvachim. You don't dig in like this. You have to dig in like this, grab it like this.
Are you sure you don't go in the thing and go like this?
I don't remember
I
that.
I don't think so, like a shovel.
I don't remember that.
Okay, let's see. Lama le misni.
It's a Mishnah we had when you did Mishnah.
We'll probably see it soon. Lama le misni echem echeskaitav echekom anachas. Why don't say both? Listening, call Amenachash, come to Zor, Vayner. So Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush lib. Shimon is Tani, Amar Hashem, Medinush, Dei Minchas Chayt, Tuun Hashem, El Vayner. Shlo Yechayt, and Iska, really, he should bring a full-fledged carbon. Full-fledged thing. Why don't you need Shem, El Vayner? Shlo Yehei, Karbanim, Mahoder. We don't want him, even though, that's when we don't want him to gain on the deal.
It doesn't help him. Why does the Mishnah have to add it?
One second, we'll see that. We didn't get that yet. Shlo Yehei, Karbanim, Mahoder. Uvedinush, Dei Chatz, Chelev, Tuun Hashem. So now, no. It's got to be done right.
And that's different than any other
same thing as our Gemara and Zvachim. Kivin tana kov, like tana chutz, kulu mashmas. That's why you don't have to say it. Hakanami, kivin tana kov, like tana chutz, kulu mashmas. The Gemara says, no, over here specifically is a reason to say we're not going like Rav Shimon. Why? Because it's rich. So, I mean, ha'il v'y kivin l'reish like Rav Shimon, on Beis, we said, we're not going to Rav Shimon shita hiot, that it's all about l'shem chayv, even shalai l'shma. And we're not going like that. So you would think over here, safe and amid like Rav Shimon, kama ashmal, and safe is like Rav Shimon, and still we're not, you would just bring a regular mincha. Amar Rav. Now we're getting into the nitty gritty over here. Zor shekomatz yachzer. In fact, the Gemara Vanan pasul tanan says pasul. My pasul pasul achi yachzer till you return it. Yachi hainim b'meseir. That's exactly b'meseir shita. So his Gemara says like this. Either east lekaris bein. Hey, like pligi. You're right. There's no machlokes. Rabban aleh the b'meseir. Ki pligi the chosik koymets. Rabban sabri liyavim tech beisai. You pasuled it. It's done. Goodbye. V'imalenu
v'imalenu. You may not v'imalenu.
Right. So you pasuled it and it's done.
Yeah. Even the last of the sales that's left.
No, well, the sons left is chaser, but you, even right. If to bring from your house, you can't do it.
You can't be
mamala. Because they learn the question from the pasuk. The rashi's you learn machlokes from the. They're arguing the pasuk if it makes it bad or not. So Gemara says, "Yachi b'meseir oimer yachzer, yachzer, v'yachzer v'yikmas b'imin b'meseir oimer yachzer yom tach beisir b'malenu v'yachzer v'yikmas b'imin b'olei." It's not. It's a two-step process here. So Gemara says, "Ki kamarav l'memesera." Oh, pshita. Mal the tema akal komach b'memesera el b'smoil. Abishar soon loy komach shmoil. No, no. In fact, ma'ishno smoil. Why would you think shmoil the ashkon loch sher b'yom purim? Because on Yom Kippur, listen to the rabbi's speech. Use the left hand. Zarnami ashkon loch sher b'shchita. By the way, you'll see tomorrow's daf. Remember last week you asked me, you said, I understand the kaimets needed three people to do the kaimets.
Who said that?
So I think we're talking about.
You need to have, we're discussing with them because you need to have somebody else standing there with
oh,
with
so you'll
the
see
new,
the okay.
The new cliche.
You'll see the Gemara. You'll see the Gemara. The Gemara says the four Kahanim. There were four Kahanim doing heavy kmitza.
Because no, because he has to do it with his right hand. I mean, somebody else has to hold the ball. Somebody else.
We'll see. We'll see the Gemara.
We'll see the Gemara.
Just hit me today when I prepared it. So Gemara is like this. So Meisner small the Ashkan like Sherbi and Purim. Zor Nami Ashkan like Sherbi Shchito. Shchit La Avoidi. Shchit La Avoidi. So Meisner of Eloi. Vama Mzer Amar Rav. Shchit is part of Bizar. Psulo. Vama Rav Alo. Vama Rav Alo. No, I don't want to answer. Vama Rav Alo. Elozo V'chuk
Eksiba. There's a pasuk.
Zor is chukas.
So it says, "Was the para chukah and para the
no. It says chukka by par. So Gemara says, no, you got this wrong. Shiny par the kodesh bedek abayasi. Bring up lav kol dechenu kodesh bedek abayas boy kuna kodesh mizbech like boy kuna. I'm a sheshi bray that read the mid the hava amaris negoyim the lav avoydeninu u boy kuna. For the Gemara, a nelem and bama. I don't understand. Why don't we learn from Bama? What should we learn from Bama?
But Bama is Zara is kosher altogether. They can do a lot of this. Anything is kosher by a Bama.
Well, that's what we're asking. We're saying learn out from Bama that a Zara is kosher.
But everything is kosher by a Bama. The Zara can do everything by a Bama. There's no kahana
so
necessary by a Bama.
So what?
So what are you learning from a Bama? That what? That this.
Learn out from Bama that we said that Smoil is different because you learn out. Because it's Yom Kippur, Zohar also has a right before the Kahanim came around. The Bechoris did the Avodah. No, look at Rashi. Zohar Nami, and then Mach Shnami Ben Maseira, the Isle Hechshav B'Bama, Koydim Shnei Skalish Aaron, Shavodah B'Bechoris. No, we're talking about the Bamas Tzibur was only Kahanim. But before the Kahanim came along, it was Heter, it was Bechoris.
But even when they came to Eretz Yisrael,
that's a Bamas Yochid. Not talking about Bamas Yochid, talking about Bamas Tzibur. Bamas Tzibur, Azar Kimi Makrav. So Gemara says,
we just had the whole end of Zvachim. We just had Bamas Tzibur, Bamas Yochid. That they were able to go
and do. Not Azar.
The whole end of Zvachim. The last two, three pages is talking about Bamas Yochid and Bamas Tzibur.
I understand, but I don't think Azar could. So let's see the Gemara. Gemara says, "Vanel mebama, v'chidem mebama le'alfinon." What time? Now yitz shemalu le'yered. So yitz a kasher bama. That's where we learn out from. Gemara says, "No. That's not where we learn out from." Tana azoyis toris oilo samachle, and the bama was just an additive. El time dashmina Rav. So what's the reason why Rav said halavachi? Only because Rav said halavachi. I mean, b'shab psulim pasul ben mezero. I have a tanya b'yosi b'rabuda b'rablezer b'shem ra'im machshir b'mezero b'chal psulim kulan. V'tanya v'kamatz misham makas raga zor ondes v'mezero v'mnayin shem kamatz mosh yaks v'yaks v'yikmet v'yamin v'kamatz misham makas kamatz kvar v'kim the cross stomach sibba mali sma mali shab psulim. What's the difference?
Elohakamashmal
Rav kamatz v'afilu kiddush. That's what he's saying. Even if it was mekadosh, it's still not a problem. And who's coming to avoid? Lafuka manatano etani reisim Reb Yosi ben Yosi. This one is not there. Ben Yasayin. Reb Yehuda anachtem amru anachtem talking about bread. Amru b'medvar mish comes like kiddush. Av kiddush pasul. The Gemara is explaining what this kiddush means. Vigna ami comments. We'll see in a minute. Vigna ami comments in no. Kiddush loy. Kaman kianatano. Lafuka manatano kam maskav Reb Nachman. Mike Sover, had it on. Ik mitzvah psulim avoydi, so I've got to lay over the matan kli. Ik mitzvah psulim avoydi, so over the matan kli. My have, who cares? So all the Amar Nachman loy l'mavoydi, but loy gomer avoydi. Also, I've done the matan kli. Ihal kafil lekiddush. So who cares if kiddush not kiddush? The commandal lekaymets duchtei tiktush. But if so, it's a kli jaris. The minute you put it in. You're saying put it in. The minute you put it in, because it's a kedusha.
It's a void, you can't take it out anymore.
Right. So Amar Yechon and Zayis Amar is Klisharis, El Madas. And now we're going to continue tomorrow. El Madas, Mekachim, El Madas.